Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking you through indexes, what they are and how you can use them. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB05. And then let's open that bad boy up. Okay, so if you watch the last couple of videos, we normalized a table, which is we broke it down into discrete data structures. I think the technical definition of normalization is. And we created, originally this wasn't here, and we had three tables, songs, albums, and artists. And there was a link between artists and songs. And then we realized that that wasn't quite sufficient for the data model because some songs can be sung by more than one artist. So we had to drop a table in the middle and we created two one-to-many relationships, and the end result is a many-to-many relationship. So that's all well and good, but something that can happen is you can sometimes end up in a situation where even two primary keys aren't enough for what you want to do. And I'll give an example here. I close this, and if we go to table songs, maybe not table songs, maybe table junction. If we take the song Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which is written by McCartney, apparently, this song is from the album Sgt. Pepper's, but it also appeared on the Blue Album, which was released some years after and is a compilation album. So what that means is that we would actually need to have more than one record that would contain information about the song. So you could have Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, McCartney, and the album Sgt. Pepper's, and then you could have another record which would say Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, McCartney, and the Blue Album. So you're actually now using three fields to act as the identifier for the record. Key point being that you can have the name of the song, the artist, and the album, but that data shouldn't repeat. So how do we do that? Do we do a similar thing like here where we create, where we add our albums into here and then put an extra primary key in there? Well, no, that wouldn't work. So I'm going to show you how to do it. So first things first, let us, I can leave that how it is, but let's go to table junction and let's go to design view and let's stop these from being a primary key. And we're going to insert a row and we're going to call it junction ID. So we're going to give this table now a standard kind of primary key setup where you've got a standard ID, which is an auto number which will increment. So we save that and we'll call this one the primary key and go to data sheet view. We get that. Now please notice that the relationships are still intact, which is good. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to create an extra row or an extra field for the albums. So open it back up in design view. We're going to call this one album ID FK and it's going to be number, and we're going to create that lookup field as well so we know what we're dealing with. So combo box row source, we want table albums, column count 2, column widths 0 and 4 should do it. And if we go to datasheet view, we can choose Sgt. Pepper's. That was Sgt. Pepper's. Two of us, I think, was Let It Be. Okay, so let's save that, close that, and go back to database tools, relationships, and now let's drag album ID to this. Okay, so we've done what we wanted to do. And let's go to table albums and let's add the blue album. And if we go back to table junction, we can now choose Sgt. Pepper's, McCartney, and the Blue Album. Okay, so this is how you would get it so that you can base it on three keys, but the problem we've got is what happens if we do this and we choose the same values again. Okay, it doesn't restrict us, and that's an immediate problem because this goes back to the original problem of what do we do about repeating data. We don't want repeating data, so we've set the table up how we want it. We're saying that we want we don't mind songs and artists and albums repeating. We don't mind combinations of songs and artists repeating, or artists and albums, or songs and albums. But what we can't have is a combination of a song, an artist, and an album repeating. And this is actually, this can be an issue and is an issue with data modelers sometimes, in that you have a table and you need, you know, three, sometimes four fields to represent a key. So what we do is we drop it into design view and we go up here and we click on indexes. What's going to happen is the index is going to function like a multiple primary key. So if we click here and tap in main index, okay, and down here choose unique yes, and we choose song ID, artist ID, and album ID. And what we're saying is that you can't, what we're saying is that you're making a combination out of the song, artist, and album, which can't be repeated. Key point, if you click in here where it says song, you notice this box down here come up where you can choose the type of index. And then when you click in artist and album, that goes away. And that's going to go away until we put something else in this, in the index name here. So the indexes dialog box is intelligent enough to know if you put main index here, until you put something else in main in or in this column, it's going to assume these to be of the same index. So what does that mean? What that now means, if we save that and go to data sheet and we try and re-enter a combination that already exists, you get this: changes requested table not successful because they would create duplicate values. Okay, so we press escape, get rid of that. All right, so that's an index. Key point is you use an index to create a kind of primary key where it's based on more than one field, and specifically more than two fields in it. You can't use a many-to-many relationship. It is very useful, and it does happen from time to time. So thanks for watching. See you in the next video.